605-6245.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, look, Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the world. But before we did, I thought I'd comment on 60 Minutes last night. Very interesting opening segment where they had a gentleman, a Pakistani, who'd been recruited into the radical form of jihad at age 16 and had really become a recruiter, recruiting people into this radical movement aimed at trying to destroy the West. Now, the reason, of course, they're trying to destroy the West was because of a book that was being circulated within the Muslim community suggesting that the West wanted to destroy Islam. And, of course, if somebody wants to destroy you, you want to destroy them. And so, basically, this man had been out there recruiting people into this radical form of jihad to be willing to participate in terrorist activities. And eventually, he was arrested in Egypt and tortured, and he was thrown into prison with a lot of people who'd been part of the radical jihad movement and had turned away from it and said, this is not the way to go. It's going to accomplish absolutely nothing. And eventually he'd come to accept that, was working for the British government, going all over the Arab world, trying to discourage people getting into this radical form of Islam. And at one point, Leslie Stahl is with him, and he's talking to a group of Arab students, you know, and most of them really believe that the West wants to destroy the Islamic world. And of course, they brought up the subject of 9/11. And almost a third of the students really believe that the CIA was behind what happened on September 11th. And Leslie Stahl, of course, was horrified to believe that they really believed that we actually had somebody blow up our own twin towers so we could go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq. She was just so incensed at that thought and how anybody could possibly believe that. But a third of the students did. Well, of course, what are we supposed to believe as we watch this? Well, obviously, we're supposed to believe that the government story of what happened on September 11th is absolutely right, that we are not intent upon going to war with the Muslim world. But the thing is, we are intent upon going to war with the Muslim world. We're going to war with Iran in the very near future. How soon, I don't know, but it has nothing to do with the West. It has to do with the invisible government, the small satanic group that intends to plunge the world into a horrible and bloody war. And we've got to speak out against it. But let's get to Lynn Marzulli and then trying to make some sense out of what's going on, because Lynn has written a wonderful book on politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. And you can't understand anything going on today or why this small group wants to plunge the world into a horrible genocidal war between the Christians and Jews on one side and the Muslims on the other. Unless you understand the supernatural element that's motivating political action today and is moving us ever closer to this horrible confrontation, which I believe is coming very soon in the Middle East. Lynn, thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, my pleasure. Thanks for having me again on your show.
Well, you know, everything is so confusing today. You know, it's so hard to figure out what's really going on and who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. And we like to think we're good, they're bad. But, I mean, unless you understand the supernatural element of this and the real satanic organizations, none of this makes any sense.
Look, I certainly would agree with you. We're told in prophecy that in the latter days, that certain prophetic elements will happen. For instance, the Ezekiel 38-39 war, which, of course, I talk about in depth in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And by the way, I just got back from a, a 4-day trip to Nashville. We had a 2-day conference back there, and it was just well attended, fantastic speakers, and it was a pleasure to speak there. And I gave a 4-hour talk, 2 hours part one on Friday, 2 hours part two on Saturday, about based on the book Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And we talked about a variety of issues, specifically the fulfillment of Psalm 83, Isaiah 17, and of course Ezekiel 38, 39. The drums of war are beating. There is this great tension that is in the Middle East, and it's hard to sort it out. But we are told in prophecy, and that's with the lens that I look for, that in the latter days a confederacy of nations would come up against a land of unwalled villages. Of course, this means that Israel is regathered from the four corners of the earth, reestablished in its ancient homeland, which happened obviously in 1948. And we see that that continual tension is based on literally supernatural events. One side, Islam, believes that Muhammad was the last prophet, and the Jews and Christians' belief system is wrong. Now, I want to make something really clear. Just like in Nazi Germany, there were Nazis, but not all Germans were Nazis. We got to distinguish that not all Muslims are terrorists or jihadists or bent on the destruction of Israel. There are some that are of that ilk, but not all. And, of course, this is very difficult to sort out, granted. But we know from Scripture that this tension in the Middle East is based on supernatural events. With Israel, they're based on the temple construction, both the first and second temple, which was constructed under Solomon, and the recreation of that with Nehemiah when he comes back after the Babylonian captivity. The Jews, of course, are scattered in the four corners of the earth, A.D. 70, when Titus and the crew come down and wipe them out after, I think it's a 2 or 3 year siege. A million people are killed, and they're scattered into the nations. And, of course, we know from history that any nation that's picked up like this and thrown into a more domineering nation, within 20 or 40 years loses their cultural identity. Not so with the Jews, which is phenomenal. There are those who believe it, and I hear this all the time, the synagogue of Satan and all this stuff, and the Zionist movement. Yes, there are elements like that. What people really need to get their head around is that in World War II, there were 6 million Jews that were killed deliberately, systematically, in a Luciferian satanic ritual sacrifice of the concentration camps, which of course opened gates to the supernatural, by the way, which have never been closed. And so that killing of those Jews in the concentration camps brought about the birth of Israel. You could say, if you wanted to, you could almost make a case that the birth of Israel, the Holocaust, was the birth pangs of Israel. I believe you can make a strong case the two are linked together. And the book I'm working on now, just to digress a little bit, but it ties into this, it's called The Cosmic Chess Game, Cosmic Chess Match. And what we see all through history is this push and pull between two forces, the God of the Bible and Satan. And unfortunately, many people who listen to shows like this, or at least a few, not your audience, but some of the shows I'm on, don't believe in a literal Lucifer or Satan. They believe it, you know, it's just a bunch of nonsense. But we see this cosmic chess match going, pushing and pulling throughout the millennia.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Our guest this morning, L.A. Marzulli. We're talking about politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. And the battle is taking place today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, and as I really think the people have to understand, there is a cosmic chessboard. The game is underway, and of course, we are simply watchers of this. We can't necessarily influence what's going on, but we can understand it, hopefully bring other people into a personal relationship with our Lord. But there's no question at all that certainly the everything that lies in the future centers around what's going to be happening in the Near East, that is between Israel and its immediate neighbors, and what's going to be happening in the Middle East. And everything looks to me like Israel will launch an attack on Iran, and that is, of course, what will bring the United States into the battle. And everything's being set up now to convince the American people that there's a break between Israel and Washington, D.C. And so if Israel attacks Iran, it will be done on its own without any consent from our leaders, because our leaders don't want war with Iran. Of course, we're already at war with Iran. We've given money to terrorist groups to try to overthrow the government. We put sanctions on Iran. Those are acts of war. But the American people don't understand. We are already at war with Iran. And the only question is, how soon will Israel attack? Probably flying over Saudi Arabia with our certainly blessing. And then, of course, once the war starts, Iran will react and perhaps kill some Americans. And then we can certainly get the patriotic people behind our government who are simply reacting in response to the fact that the Iranians attacked our almost a quarter of a million troops we have sitting over there right on their border, and then heaven help us with this, because we don't know what's going to happen. You start a war, you never know how it's going to end, ladies and gentlemen. You never know how it's going to end. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, it is interesting, Dr. Stan, that we see, right before the break, I was talking about this pushing and pulling of this cosmic chess match between two forces, God and Satan. And the bottom line is this. I'll just give you a couple quick examples. We know that we get this prophecy of the Messiah coming, and so what the enemy does is, of course, Genesis 6, the fallen angels touch down on Mount Hermon. They're there for 400 or 500 years. They marry women. The offspring of this unholy union is called the Nephilim, which results in the flood. So here we have move, counter-move type thing. We know when Jesus is born in Bethlehem, the enemy knows that the time is here. He knows the prophecy. He can see through time further than we can, but he's not all-knowing, and he can't see the whole end game. But he definitely sees further up the time corridor, if you will, than we do. And so he knows this event has happened, and of course he's got his man, Herod, that slays everyone from, I think, 3 years old down, gets slaughtered. Every male child from 3 years old gets slaughtered because he's trying to kill the Messiah. If he can do that, he stops the mission. One last thing. He crucifies him later. He sets it up so Jesus is crucified, figuring if he kills him, he'll end his mission, not realizing that that's precisely what spelled his doom, which is why when you say the blood of Jesus, it makes demons and fallen angels tremble, because they know it seals their doom, literally, that saved, not the blood of Jesus saved all mankind. But, you know, getting back on track here, we know prophecy is true. We know that it's written thousands of years in advance, and we know that some of this, it seems to be lining up right now. As my good friend Bill Salas often said, is it Psalm 83, his book Israelistein? In other words, it's like Israel's going to expand its borders into what's now Jordan, Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, and Egypt with this regional war. Are we looking at that? Are we looking at the destruction of Damascus? In other words, about a year ago, an Israeli official went and basically saber-rattled back to Damascus, saying, Damascus in Syria, by the way, saying that if the Syrians use chemical weapons against the Israelis, we will annihilate you. It's very strong language there. Some of us believe that the weapons, so-called weapons of mass destruction that Saddam had, and we know this because he did gas the Kurds. I mean, that's historically documented. He did gas, 100,000 of his own people? In the northern part of Iraq. So we know that he had chemical weapons at one point. They didn't find anything when they went in there, because I believe most of them went into Syria before the second Gulf War. So, you know, you look at all this stuff, and the Israelis, every citizen now, they were supposed to have gas masks within a year. Every citizen now has them. They did it in about a month. So what are the Israelis bracing for? We know that Syria has given Hezbollah in northern Lebanon Scud rockets. So it's like, and of course, here's where I do agree with you, Dr. Stan. The international bankers are funding both ends of the spectrum. They profit from both sides, no matter who wins. So it looks like, in my opinion, that things are ramping up to some sort of a regional war, more than likely in this summer, unless a miracle happens and somehow the thing gets diffused. I maintain the player to watch is Russia. Iran knows only too well that Israel has a penchant for preemptive attacks. They know that. So they are in bed with the Russians. Of course, the Russians, I believe, is the Magog that we hear about in Ezekiel 38. And are we looking at that particular war prophecy being fulfilled? Is that the next prophetic event on the calendar? I don't know. But I believe that the player to watch is Russia, and it could be a sweeping move. I mean, the Russians could... Here's a scenario, Dr. Stan. We know that the volcano in Iceland blew, and when that thing blew... and again, when I say scenario, I'm just traveling in this. This is a possible scenario. I'm not saying that this will happen, but it is a scenario. That volcano shut down aircraft, okay, for a period of about a week. There's another volcano that's next to it called Katla. And apparently, if this thing blows, and usually these two volcanoes go off in tandem to one another within weeks, usually. And if the second volcano blows, it's much worse. And it blows about every 80 years, according to scientists, so it's well overdue. So we should see something. If this volcano blows, it would send an ash cloud 10 times that of the first volcano. Iafalohokul, I think it's how you pronounce it. Iafalohokul. So, If Katla blows, it will send an ash cloud 10 times greater than Iafalohokul, and this ash cloud could cover not only all of Europe, but then the Middle East, which could ground. If that happens, I'm just talking strategically here, if that would happen and you could shut down the Israeli Air Force, what better time to attack with a land war? The reason why Israel dominates so much in any type of a conflict is because of their air force, which is the best. I think it's the third best in the world right now. So, and the Arabs know this, the Muslims know this. So they're terrified of that air force. They know that they can't win in the air. They just can't. So if the volcano blew and shut down all the airspace and no one can fly, and you were hell bent literally on destruction of Israel, whatever, it's a great time to launch a land campaign. So, it's just another scenario, but it's stuff I look at and monitor. And again, to close this segment up, the player to watch, in my opinion, is Russia. Watch what they do. We know that there's been a recent decapitation of the entire Polish government. We know that there was a coup in Kyrgyzstan. We're not sure exactly why. I've heard reports, and I think we talked about this last time I was on, that the Russians offered the Kyrgyzstani government $2 billion not to renew the United States' base, which is like acts as a depot for troops and munitions and supplies to Afghanistan. It's like it's a way station. They offered them $2 billion not to renew the lease with the United States. So the Kyrgyzstan government passed on that and renewed the contract with the United States. A month later, there was no Kyrgyzstan government. So in my opinion, Dr. Stan, look, I'm only one guy, and I don't have any intel sources or insider information or anything like that. I mean, I do get some interesting emails, but I don't try to say anything unless I can verify it. It would seem like Russia is on the move. The player to watch, in my opinion, is Russia.
Well, you know, there's another interesting thing that nobody really talks about, and that is Turkey. And certainly Turkey is a major player in, I believe, end times prophecy. And, of course, in recent years, why Turkey, having a secular government, was very close to Israel and certainly allowed the Israeli planes and fighter planes to use their airspace, and they were on fairly good terms. But that has changed within the last month or so. And suddenly now there's a radical government, an Islamic government in Turkey. They have told the Israelis they can no longer use their airspace. And there's an increasing tension between Turkey and Israel. And, of course, Turkey is, you know, tremendous facilities and army and military. And certainly, you know, if there was to be a war, and now a radical jihadist Turkey, and this has only happened recently, if they were to align themselves against Israel as well, this would be a terrible thing. And, of course, those of you who have heard our interviews with Paul Martin will understand that it is the CIA that has changed the government of Turkey from the secular government, which was friendly to Israel, and now into a violently jihadist movement, which is antagonistic to Israel. So they play both sides, and it's important to understand that we're not on one side or the other. We are financing both sides, both the anti-jihadist and the pro-jihadist movement. They've been financed since their very beginning, both here and in the United States, the best enemy money could buy. So, I mean, Turkey is another country to keep an eye on. We'll just have to wait and see. But we are living in very, very frightening times. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question at all for our guest, L.A. Marzulli, and we'll tell you a little later how to get hold of his book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. We are moving towards a climatic situation, and I think we have to be very concerned that there's something doesn't trigger off a war in the Middle East this summer or certainly within the next year or so. So we're just going to have to wait and see. But there's lots of things going on. The information I get out of from people who are very close to what's going on is that it's only a matter of time. Some people think it'll be sooner. Some people think it's going to be later. But nobody I know who I talk to says that there's not going to be a war between the West and Iran very, very soon. So what do your sources tell you, Lynn?
Well, I mean, the people that I speak to and am in touch with, again, there's no really inside sources. But, like, for instance, at the prophecy conference I spoke at over the weekend in Nashville, which fortunately was well attended, and it was just a wonderful 2 days of speakers and fantastic stuff. But it for those of us who travel in this, look at this, written books on this, we all believe, we're pretty much all on the same page, that it's ramping up and that there's going to be some sort of a regional conflict sooner than later. I mean, this thing is escalating, and it's reaching a tipping point. As I wrote about months ago, during the winter, kings go to war in the spring. We are now in the spring, and we see vitriol and jockeying for position. We see Scuds being moved into Lebanon, and the Scuds are being shipped in pieces, apparently. Read that on the Debka file this morning. I don't have boots on the ground anywhere. I wish I did. I wish I had an inside source in Israel. But, you know, and this is why it's so hard to get real information. I go to probably, I don't know, 20, 30 different websites, all different news agencies. I look at the Iranian websites that are in English. I look at Al Jazeera. I mean, I look at everything I possibly can to try to sort out what we're really looking at here, what is about to happen. One thing I did hear, which, and again, remember, this thing is being orchestrated supernaturally to put us into some sort of a new world order. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That's where it's headed. So whatever happens in the Middle East, I believe, will trigger supernatural events. And that's the whole point of Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, is that the war is not the end game. The war just triggers the end game. The war in the Middle East, whether it's Psalm 83, as Bill Salah says, or Isaiah 17, as we both agree, or the Ezekiel 38 war, and maybe all three of these prophetic events happen in succession. We don't know, but we know that we're told to watch and look. But I believe that when when this war happens in the Middle East, that Israel will use its nuclear arsenal. And if Israel uses a nuclear weapon in the Middle East, we will see collectively as a planet, as humanity, we will experience the greatest amount of fear collectively as a species, as a people, that we have ever had up till this point in time have ever witnessed. People will be clamoring for a Messiah to get out of this thing.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment. Telephone number 877-254-7524.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Pierre's Catering, celebrating Black History 365 days a year, salutes past and present African-American leaders who led the way to equal opportunity, keeping hope alive to succeed and achieve success. Let's continue to work together for a better place to live, work, and raise our families and make a better future for all Americans. This message courtesy of our good friends at Pierre's Catering at 2135 Downing in Denver. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, L.A. Marzulli, his book, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, and certainly, and then the Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. But I certainly agree that big things are, momentous things are on the horizon. And who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve calling in again. I was listening to the show, enjoying it, and Lynn Marzulli's got some great stuff. I think you're on to some very important topics here. I just wanted to suggest the possibility of a confrontation in Iraq coming to a boil probably before the Gog-Magog prophecies of Ezekiel 38 and 39 being fulfilled. The reason why, I don't know if you've looked at it, but Jeremiah 50, chapter 50, and chapter 51 talk about the destruction of Babylon, which is, of course, Iraq, that whole region, in a finality, in the sense that there would be, it sounds like almost like an atomic explosion resulting from a League of Nations invading from the north that utterly destroy Babylon and make it a hissing and a distraction to everybody that's around there. The place is full of plagues. Apparently, almost sounds like nuclear fallout. Prior to that, chapter 49 talks about prophecy against Damascus, of course, which we've touched upon, which is Syria, and then a prophecy against Elam, which is Iran. So it looks like uprisals against Syria and Iran that might culminate in a fiery end to old Babylon, which would set the stage for the peaceful period of time that would prevail prior to the Ezekiel 38 and 39 invasion of Gog Magog. And I just thought I would, you know, throw that out there and let you guys elaborate on that and see if that fits into the idea. Are we looking at possibly the destruction of Babylon coming very soon here before the big Gog Magog invasion? Because it talks about Israel being at peace at that time and dwelling without walls and in safety and security when this surprise attack from Russia and these allies, Iran included, takes place. So I'm wondering, are we going to see this thing culminate, do you think, in Iraq first, in a huge firestorm that just chases everybody back to their own countries for a while, things settle down for a little bit, and then this big invasion? That's all I had to say.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Basically, I'm going to let Lynn comment on that because he's certainly more of the biblical scholar than I am. What would your response be, Lynn?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios, and it depends on who you talk to in the biblical prophetic community, and that's why we're told to watch and sort of know all the scenarios. What the caller certainly said, I forget his name, I'm sorry, apologize for that, but what he stated is the destruction of Babylon could be tied into actually the book of Revelation where we see, I forget which chapter it is, where we see the destruction of Babylon. Babylon has fallen. Many people today believe that Babylon is New York. And it may be. Patty Heron certainly is one of those who postulates that New York is actually Babylon. I sort of disagree, even though he makes a very cogent and believable argument. I still believe that somehow Babylon might be rebuilt. So the destruction of Babylon, what we see in Jeremiah 50-51, may be tied into Revelation. Here's another scenario that we need to look at. Right before the Iraqi Constitution was ratified, the current king of Jordan, King Abdullah, offered to set up a constitutional monarchy in Iraq. What people need to understand is that the Hashemite kings hold great sway in the Muslim world. Hashem is the uncle of Muhammad. Both Shia and Sunni respect him. He can act as a strong man, a benevolent strong man. Jordan is populated by 75% Palestinian. The king literally could solve the Middle Eastern conundrum by annexing or allowing the northern part of Jordan and give that over to the Palestinians, and he would set up his kingdom, his Hashemite kingdom, in present-day Iraq and act as a strong man. And instead of using Baghdad for a capital, they would set up some sort of a capital in and around the ruins of Babylon. And as we see from Abu Dhabi, in 2 years, you can build an unbelievable city. I mean, with modern technology and petrodollars that the Iraqis have, the Jordanians have no petrodollars, very little oil in Jordan, if any. So it's a very tiny country. So this was actually run up the flagpole a number of years ago when the Iraqis were working on their constitution, and the king of Jordan offered them a constitutional monarchy. So I'm speaking from, you know, reality, not a hypothetical. That can still be on the table. As far as Israel dwelling without walls, I want to address that because there seems to be a misunderstanding. And people go, oh, look at this big wall that they have to keep out the Palestinians. Yes, there's a wall there. But I believe the prophet is telling us from 2,600 years ago, and we know this from antiquity, that all cities had walls around them, huge walls, tall walls, thick walls, and moats sometimes, and other fortifications, because in the ancient world you laid siege to a city, and you would starve them out or try to break down the walls or dig under the walls, all sorts of different tactics to try to break down that wall, and you couldn't have a country or anything without those walls around a city. It would be suicide without it, because an invading army would come in and wipe you out. But with the advent of the airplane in the latter part of the early part of the 20th century, all that changed because now they could just fly over and drop a bomb. So my critics who say that, you know, the whole Israel landing, dwelling in peace and safety without walls, the prophet is seeing something 2,600 years ago. Tel Aviv has no walls. Beersheba has no walls. Jerusalem has no walls. So there's only one wall, and that's to keep terrorists out. But the cities themselves, and I'm not trying to be legalistic here. I'm just, you know, I mean, hundreds of cities all through, scores of cities all through Israel do not have walls around them. And so I believe they are, they're certainly not at war. You know, go up and look at the farming community. I mean, Israel, they get pulled, they're dwelling in peace and safety for the most part. Yes, there haven't been any suicide bombings because of that suicide, that big wall that keeps the suicide bombers out. That's what it's for. But, you know, Jerusalem isn't surrounded by walls. Tel Aviv, Beersheba, cities up in Galilee, none of those things. Sirach, no walls. So I believe that we are dwelling in, it's a perfect opportunity for the Ezekiel 38 war. We're told to watch, and that's what we're doing. In shows like this, we can talk about the different scenarios, the different possibilities. Like I said earlier, my good friend Bill Salas, where he says that the next event will be Psalm 83. He may be right. This, you know, maybe it'll be sort of a local regional war between Hamas, Hezbollah, Egypt, Jordan, all coming up against Israel and Israel expanding its territory. That certainly is a possibility. I kind of lean towards the 67 war as a fulfillment of that, but I could be wrong. That's why we need to pay attention to what Salas is saying and know his scenario and be on the lookout for that. But I still maintain the player to watch is Russia, and that's who we need to really keep an eye on here.
Now, is that the Psalm 83 war you're talking about?
Correct. Psalm 83 war.
Could you explain to our listeners what that is? Because I think a lot of them are not acquainted with that theory. I mean, everybody knows Ezekiel 38 and 39, uh-huh. But where does this Psalm 83 war fit in?
Well, the Psalm 83 war lists a group of nations, and they are Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, and parts of Iraq even. So it's a group of Arabs, totally Arabs, that go up against Israel. And, of course, Israel at this point expands its territory. But it sort of did this in the 67 war. With the 67 war, Israel took East Jerusalem, took the Sinai, took the Golan Heights, and actually parts of Jordan. I mean, it did expand its territory and then slowly gave it back up by giving back Gaza, by giving back the Sinai. It's never given up the Golan Heights and more than likely won't.
Hang on there, Lynn. When we get back, we'll let you get your website out here.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs.
They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Lockerland at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalizing aged beef, pork, and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, I understand. I guess this morning, L.A. Marzulli. Lynn, why don't you go ahead and get out your website, tell people how to get in touch with you, listen to your radio programs, and get your books.
Love to. Thank you, Dr. Stan. The website is lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, L-A-M-A-R-Z, as in zebra, U-L-L-I, lamarzulli.net. You have links to the blog from there. There's YouTube stuff, and I blog six days a week, Monday through Friday, take Saturday off, and then I do a sort of a little 700-800 word sermonette on Sunday about just whatever, but it's called Sunday Go to Meat and Bun, Bow Bow Bow, after the famous Blues Brothers recut of that song. But so it's really becoming, and I've waffled with this, Dr. Stan, it's a ministry. I'm about to get a 501c and go the whole route. I reluctantly, when I started this 2 years ago, wasn't sure of the direction, but it appears that this is where we're headed. We're going to get a 501c. It is a ministry. When I get people coming up to me at the conferences telling me that they heard me on your show or other shows, and from that they came to the Lord, came to a knowledge of Jesus Christ, got out of the UFO community, all of a sudden their eyes were opened up and they realized that this is what was going on, that they read the books. I mean, it's just amazing. It's so affirmative. One gentleman said he reads the blog every day and just follows this, and is just so excited when he can read the blog or get a book or whatever. So it's just amazing to hear all this from people, because I spend most of my days researching or writing or doing radio shows, and there is no audience. So when I go to a conference like this, there is an audience, and there's a lot of interchange between myself and people, and it's just absolutely fantastic. It's just really wonderful to see how shows like yours, Dr. Stan, my own show on Acceleration Radio on Wednesday night, people talk about that, how they listen to it, how they enjoy the speakers, and it's really, really rewarding. It's just just really rewarding, and there's fruit all over the place. So I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. It's very, very affirming.
Well, sometimes you wonder why the Lord does what he does, and closing one door for you, the church where you were. And for people who don't know, Lynn is a ordained minister, and for many years was involved with active church work, but the Lord closed the door there for him, and now he does this full time, and certainly he can certainly use your help and support financially to keep going. He's not going to tell you that, but I know that things are a little tight, but anyway, he's out there on the front line, a wonderful source of information, and his book, The Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural is excellent. In fact, we probably ought to just go ahead and carry it anyway. We do carry his book on the alien, certainly the alien interviews, and we probably should carry his trilogy. What was the trilogy that you...
The Nephilim trilogy, yeah. You could carry that if you wanted to, too, Dr. Stan. We just got reprints of it, so it is available.
All right, fine. And, of course, basically, ladies and gentlemen, there is a supernatural realm. That is what most people who write about what's going on today, write about the New World Order, write about the CFR, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission. I mean, they think about this as an ideological battle or a cultural battle or a financial battle without realizing it's a supernatural battle being fought on a financial, on a cultural, ideological basis. And certainly these people within the banking community, so many of them, if you track back into their background or the background of their families, you find the occult. And these people, of course, are tapping into supernatural power that has given them this tremendous wealth that they're using today to consolidate the world. And this is their common goal. And people don't realize that we're moving rapidly towards this one world government, towards the cashless society. The technology that's out there today that allows them to monitor everyone listening to this program is almost beyond comprehension. And certainly you can just see how they're planning this whole thing But of course, but I think very, very concerned because people are waking up. They know something's wrong. They just can't connect the dots, and this is what Lynn and I and the others are doing. Well, I'm certainly glad to hear you've got a tremendous turnout there at the Prophecy Club. Who actually puts that prophecy conference? Who puts that on?
Let me see. His name. His first name is Tom. I'm not sure of his second name.
Okay, but, doesn't matter.
Yeah, he just did a great job, and you know, he just brought all these speakers together, and Russ Dizdar was there, Guy Malone, Joe Jordan, Chris White, Dr. Future from the Dr. Future radio show, Tom Bionic, Chris Pinnow. I mean, it was just a fantastic conference. Tons of information. And what I see, in fact, I'm blogging about this morning, Dr. Stan, what I see happening is that these little conferences are starting to pop up. In fact, from that, I think I may be going back to Nashville at least two other times in the not-too-distant future. I know one pastor who has a church of a lot of young people. His demographic is mostly under 30, and they're very, very edgy kind of church. And he heard it, and he was excited about it, and he wants me to fly in and talk to his church. So that's sort of a new one for me. I'll be speaking in L.A. on May 16th at a church. So all of a sudden, I think the door is opening a little bit to not all churches, but some of them are starting to look at what's going on and realizing, look, are you aware we get an earthquake almost 7.0 weekly now? There was one in China, I think, yesterday, in that area. It's just ridiculous. And we get volcanoes and tornadoes. And, I mean, is this all just coincidence? Or are we moving towards something? Are things accelerating? Are events accelerating towards this time, a time of Jacob's trouble, the 7 years of tribulation? And I believe that we're in those times. I really do. I think we're moving. We're not in the tribulation yet, but we're moving towards it. We're accelerating towards it.
Well, all we can do is just wait and watch and see, but I certainly agree with you. And there's just so much that people have to be concerned about. We have to make our preparations individually. But the most important thing is we're spiritually prepared for what lies ahead and have a personal relationship and reliance upon the Lord, because on our own, we are never going to get through the difficult times that lie ahead. So, once again, our guest is L.A. Marzulli, and certainly his blog is well worthwhile. His books are excellent, and we always enjoy having Lynn with us. Lynn, you got about 1 minute to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, first of all, thanks for having me back in and to your show. Love being here. Love talking about this stuff. Just a word of warning to the folks. If something happens and the Iranians close the Straits of Hormuz, oil could shoot up at $200 a gallon. Again, be prepared. Get yourself stocked up. I sound like one of your commercials during the break, but get yourself stocked up for 4 to 6 months worth of food. Get some water. And get some people of like-mindedness around you.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Dan back here. I hope you enjoy our conversations with Lynn. We are involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. Or you can get the DVD, or you can get the special with the book, the DVD and an audio tape just to listen to it. The facts are important. You need to understand it. It's foundational to seeing and understanding what's going on today. Certainly, we've written a little pamphlet. It's the three sets of these. They're inexpensive. They're called the occult hierarchy. It goes into the supernatural forces and the occult influence here in our society. It's been here since the very inception. If you haven't seen the trilogy of DVDs, very professionally done, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, you need to get them. You need to watch them through several times, put out by Chris Pinto, who is back at that conference with Lynn Marzulli. They're all, each one is apropos of what's going on today. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and ladies and gentlemen, the occult influences there. And finally, of course, the book, going into the emblems on the back of the dollar bill, the occult emblems, and really what the significance of those occult emblems is. Why would they put them on the back of the dollar bill, and how are they applicable today? I think Tom Horn's book on Apollyon Rising is an excellent source of information. That's Apollyon Rising. We do carry Lynn Marzulli's book, Alien Interviews, where he talks to a number of PhDs and scientists who've actually interviewed the people who've been abducted. Is this real? Yes, it is real, because these people, of course, have been contacted by these spiritual beings from the other dimension who seem to be fascinated with human beings and seem to be collecting the reproductive material, either women's eggs or men's sperm, somehow trying to breed a new breed of whatever they are, perhaps similar to the Nephilim. We don't know, but these things really do go on. They're not imaginary. UFOs are real, but they're not alien. They're from the other dimension. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on today begins to make sense. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Certainly our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our satellite feed 9 hours a day. If you're in a position to helping us maintain our network of stations across America, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and again, our webpage is radioliberty.com. I do want to mention that the conspiracy conference will be on the June 5th and 6th in Santa Clara, and I won't be speaking. I'll be there, but certainly a lot of our friends, Michael Kaufman, Joyce Riley, will be speaking. And they always have an interesting cross-section of people from all aspects of people who believe in conspiracies. I believe in a conspiracy. I believe there's a conspiracy against God. I will be speaking on May 6th in Southern California. Probably very few of you will be going to that, but it's going to be at the Eagle Forum from the Seal Beat in Southern California. Well, we're out of time. Dr. Stan, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. NATO has agreed to start